Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday. Got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. Display showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arts in your hand, but always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set the boys L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the watt, got the loop, got the watt. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time? Think about it. Dylan, because I spit hot fire.
Yo, welcome back. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. And by now, I'm sure everybody has heard it. If you ain't heard it, you need to get out the cave that you live in and get a life. But yeah, I'm sure everybody has heard by now the Kendrick Lamar hip-hop revival verse. And I got to admit, man, dude came with it, man. He put a lot of cats on notice, you know. I can't even front. But yeah, it's your man, Block G, a.k.a. Logical One. Yeah, he put some fire under cats' asses, man. And it's kind of, it's good on one hand and it's bad on another. Well, I won't say bad, but it's kind of sad that it took this one dude to drop that verse. And, you know, he just put a lot of fire under cats' asses and shit, man. It's unbelievable the amount of anger. You know, cats go on Twitter and they voice their opinion on Twitter and shit. And, you know, Facebook, my damn wall been blowing up, man. My stream and everything, not my stream, but you know what the fuck I'm trying to say, man. Facebook been blowing up. It's crazy, man. Kendrick Lamar, man, he's done something, man, that hasn't been seen or done in a while, man. You got Funk Flex dropping bombs on shit. Joe Budden's and Styles P, man, going in on each other and shit on Twitter, man, which I don't understand, man. Twitter, we'll talk about that bullshit later. But anyway, yeah, man, Kendrick Lamar did some incredible shit, man. That's all I can tell you, man. And all this off of one song where it was actually, what is the cat's name? I can't remember the motherfucker's name now. But, it was called Control. And, it featured Big Sean, that's his name, Big Sean. Big Sean had Jay Electronica himself and, Kendrick Lamar. And so, as you know, he came out, Kendrick Lamar had a verse on there, and the song has generated responses from Bob, Lupe Fiasco, Joel Ortiz, Cassidy, some guy by the name of Fred the Destroyer or some shit like that. And who else is there? Oh, and a new cat, man, Astro. He was the latest one to come out with a comeback. And I'm still waiting for the cast that, you know, the track was initially for to say something. Drake ass ain't coming out with something. He on some other shit. He's still talking shit about the Common Battle where he feels he won. And we all know that was bullshit. You ain't winning shit. You didn't even respond, dude. But anyway, yeah, that's what's going on. And luckily for y'all, I happen to have every track from the original to what's going on now in the playlist. Yes, that's what I have in the playlist for you. So we're going to get into that, and I'm going to let you guys hear it. If you haven't heard it, now's your chance to hear it. I'm going to let you hear Control. And then we're going to go, you know, every maybe 20 minutes or something. I'm going to talk some shit till my co-hosts get here. And I'm going to let y'all hear some new shit because I got some Pete Rock and Camp Lo. Got some new shit by Rhapsody, female artist, Mos Def, Styles P. I have some shit to play tonight, so I'm going to let y'all hear this. But first, I'm going to let y'all hear this song with Kendrick Lamar's feature on Sean's new shit, Control, which is not going to be on his album. Big Sean is not going to have this on the album due to sample clearances. I also must add, Chicago people, please understand, my man No ID produced this. So, I mean, man, you know, that's Chicago, one of Chicago's own, man. And y'all gonna like this. I came front. I did like this joint, and it's 7 minutes 31 seconds long. I think this is the version where Funkmaster Flex is blowing up on the motherfucker. But regardless of all that, this is some hot shit. This is good for hip hop. Whether you hate it or not, whether it was over promoted and everything, again, one cat, California, put fire on the niggas' asses and got a response for like 3 days now. So here we go. Control. Not Janet Jackson Control, but Big Sean Control. Bam. Here we go. Not your head, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I look up. Yeah, and I take my time, nigga. I'ma take my time, whoa. Mm-hmm. Power moves only, nigga. Boy, I'm about my business on business. I drink liquor on liquor. I have women on women. Yeah, that's bump bad bitches. I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking. Cause they live for some moments. And I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get to first base on some ground ball shit. Cause now I run my city on some town hall shit. They praying on my motherfucking downfall, bitch, like a drought. But you gon' get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather. Champagne just tastes better. They told me I never, boy, never say never. Sweat flow special like an infant first step. I got paid to reverse debt. Then I finally found a girl that reversed stress. So now I'm talking to the reaper to reverse death. Yep, so I can kick it with my granddad, take him for a ride. Show him I made something out myself and I just tried. Show him the house I bought the fam, let him tour inside. No matter how far ahead I get, I always feel behind in my mind. But fuck trying and not doing. Cause not doing is something a nigga not doing. I said fuck trying and not doing, cause not doing is something a nigga not doing. I grew up to M Big and Pac, bitch, and got ruined. So until I got the same crib, Big had in that juicy vid, bitch, I can't motherfucking stop moving. Go against me, you won't stop losing. From the city where every month is May Day at home, spray a dome, niggas get sprayed up like AK was cologne for a paycheck alone. Yeah, I know that shit ain't fair. They say Detroit ain't got a chance, we ain't even got a mayor. You write your name with a sharpie, I write mine in stone. I knew the world was for the taking and wouldn't take long. We on trying to be better than everybody that's better than everybody. Rep Detroit, everybody. Detroit versus everybody. I'm so fucking first class, I can spit up on every pilot. The city's my metropolis, fill it, it's metabolic. And I'm over niggas saying they the hottest niggas. Then run to the hottest niggas just to stay hot. I'm one of the hottest because I flame drop. Drop fire, and not because I'm name dropping. Hall of Fame dropping. And I ain't taking shit from nobody unless they OGs. That ain't the way of a OG, so I G-O collect mo' G's. Every dollar never changed though, I'm just a new version of old me. Forever hot-headed but never got cold feet. Got up in the game, won't look back at my old seats. Click so deep, we take up the whole street. I need a bitch so bad that she take up my whole week. Sean Dunn.
Miscellaneous minds never explaining the mind. Devilish grins for my alias, aliens who respond. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old, you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the fucking pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this.
Tail flex and drop a bomb on this shit. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this shit. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this bitch. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm important like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler, you take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelet, for my women friends, I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. Fuck y'all clubs, fuck y'all bitches. Show Instagram, can gobble these nuts. Gobble a dick up to your hiccup, my big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch.
West.
I seen niggas transform like villain Decepticons. Molly probably turn these niggas to fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich ass white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a Black Beetle, I'm either that or a Marley.
Crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me, you plan on stumping me. Bitch, I've been jumping for you, put a gun on me. Bitch, I put one on yours, I'm Sean Connery. James Bond with none of you niggas climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gonna get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershop being great debates all the time about who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New niggas, just new niggas, don't get involved. And I ain't rocking no more designer shit. White jeans and Nike Cortez, this red Corvette synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with. But this is hip hop, and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better hawk trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He's drunk as fuck trying to land with a handful of Arthur Riders and popping prosthetic leg, bumping Pac in the cockpit. So the shit that pops in his head is the option of violence. Someone heard the story. It is said that your parachute is a latex condom hooked to a dread. West Coast.
You can check my name on the book. I earth, wind, and fire, the verse, the rains on the hook. The legend of Dorothy Flowers proclaimed from the roof. The tale of a magnificent king who came from the nooks of the wild magnolia. Mother of many soldiers. We live by every single word she ever told us. Watch over your shoulders and keep a tender beans for when the weather turn the coldest. The Lord is our shepherd, so our cup runneth over. Put your trust in the Lord, but tether your Chevy Nova. I'm spitting this shit for closure. And God is my witness, so you can get it from over. To all you magicians that fidgeting with the cobra, I'm solid as a rock, cause I came from a rock. That's why I came with the rock, to sign my name on the rock. Draw a line around some earth and put my name on the plot. Cause I endured a lot of pain for everything that I got. The eyelashes like umbrellas when it rained from the heart. And the tissue was like an angel kissing you in the dark. You go from blind sight to hindsight. Passion of the Christ right, the basking in the limelight. It take time to get your mind right. J Electricity, PBS Mysteries. In a lofty place, tangling with Satan over history. You can't say shit to me. A hum duly lost. It's strictly by faith that we made it this far.
Yo, that was the first joint right there, man. That was Big Sean, Control, Kendrick Lamar, J Electronica, and who else was on that joint, man? Well, shit, you heard it, man. So, a lot of shit been talked on the web. I actually was talking to some cats, man, on my man Domingo's page, man. This cat was like, man, he didn't diss New York. He didn't say this. He didn't say that, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. The lyric went, I'm important like a pope. I'm Muslim on pork. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York. Okay? Let me tell you something. When you say you the king of anything, somebody coming for your head, B. It's just that simple, man. My man, let me read it to you again so y'all didn't hear. All right? I'm important like the Pope. I'm Muslim on pork. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York. That statement alone, man, every motherfucker in New York should have been in the studio that day. Because he called the whole state of New York out. Now, niggas be over here talking about, man, yo, Brock, man, you talking shit, man. You trying to start an East Coast, West Coast, blah, blah, blah. With it. No, I ain't trying to start shit. Y'all niggas, man, need to get on the toilet and shit or get off. Period. He called y'all out. And ain't nobody, and none of the cats that he called out ain't rolled back yet. Ain't nobody dropped shit yet. But you got a few cats out here, man, that's saying what they gonna say, man. And, you know, bottom line, dude took y'all heart. If you feel like I'm starting shit. He took East Coast heart. He took, I ain't even gonna say East Coast, he took New York heart when he said that. Somebody should have been in the studio the day after and hollered at this cat and did what you want. And I ain't taking nothing from Kendrick, man. Kendrick, like I say, dude, He put it up there, man. Now, he said about he raising the bar. All bullshit aside, the bar ain't been raised in a long time. The bar has been, like, beneath the fucking ground. The underground ain't even touching the bar as low as it's been lately. And y'all know I ain't playing because the quality of MC, and I ain't going to say MC, the quality of cats out there trying to rhyme is horrible. Lyrics mean nothing anymore. If you can romp a room rap or whatever, then, yeah, you good to go. And as long as the beat is something that the females can get with, ain't nobody trying to hear lyrics no more. That just is what it is, you know. And I'm a lyric guy. Fuck the beat and all that, man. If your ass ain't got no complex lyrics and ain't talking about shit, I can talk about guns, weapons, pussy all day. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't rocking that shit, man, and your cadence ain't what it's supposed to be, man, fuck you. I ain't trying to hear you, man. And I'm just being honest, you know. You ain't got to like what I'm saying, but it's my show, so you're going to hear what the fuck I'm saying. It's just that simple. But, yeah, my man Stomach Ice Water, man, he just put me on to somebody else. J.R. Ryder has a joint out called Control Yourself. He sent a few shots on my man on Twitter. And I y'all need to stop with that Twitter shit, man. Stop doing that. That's little girl shit, man. Y'all motherfucker, I mean, I understand that's your social media forum and everything, man. But enough is enough, man. Before Twitter, man, you just put the damn, you send it to Flex or whatever DJ and that shit came out. Or send it to cats like me and we bomb that shit and put it out there, man. Stop bitching on Twitter, man. And I'm going to talk about that Twitter shit in a minute, man. Yeah, so there's another one out by J.R. Ryder, Control Yourself. I'm going to put that on and let y'all hear that in a few. So stay posted and everything. That's the next one behind this guy called Astro. He got a joint out. So I'm going to put that out for you. I haven't heard the Control Yourself. I'm not going to front, sit here and act like I heard it. It just came out as I was playing, you know, the little joint. You know, the control joint, the shit that started off. So it just came out. So, you know, I play it as, you know, as soon as possible, man. I'm sitting over there typing some shit, so, be cool. But, yeah, man, so that's what's going on, man. Is this good for hip-hop? Yes. And like I said, you know, I posted this on Domingo's little Facebook page, man. It took one motherfucker from the West Coast to spark you cats, man. And everybody got the little just taste in their mouth, face off, round up and shit, and, you know, talking shit on Twitter and everything. Fuck that. Get off of Twitter, man, and post some shit, man. Get up there and put your music out. Let that be the talking, man. He called y'all out. Handle your business, man. It's just that simple. But, yeah, I'm going to leave that alone for a while, and we're going to talk about Big Sean. Big Sean is the one, like I said, to put out the track that's not going to be on his new album. He says his verse was harder lyrically than both Kendrick Lamar's and J. Electronica's. Now, mind you, a lot of cats were so focused on Kendrick, niggas forgot J. Electronica was on there, man. And see, this is what happens too. A lot of y'all don't know. A lot of y'all may know and everything like that. This shit is like kind of what reminiscent to what happened with Redman, fucking LL, Cannabis, and Meth. Remember 4321? Okay. That joint was where Cannabis, and he really didn't say anything wrong. He was just idolized. He said, man, L, let me get that mic off your arm. Let me hold that, you know? And L didn't like that. And so basically L was like, man, fuck that. I'm going back to rewrite my verse because his verse was already done. And this is reminiscent to 4321. Now, mind you, Big Sean ain't, from what I gather, he ain't pissed off about it. He's not tripping about it. He's not upset anything. But he is saying his voice was harder. I'm here to tell you, Big Sean, nada. Your verse was not harder. I respect the fact that you didn't go back and try to, you know, you pull a LL and fix that shit. But no, Moss, homie, your verse was not harder than that. Kendrick's verse was hard, but it wasn't, you know, it was dope. I put it like that. I'm not even going to shit on it, but I am going to shit on Sean, man. Your shit was not hard at all. It was good, but dude took over your track. Again, we forgot about you. We forgot about Jay. We focused on Ken. So it ain't the first time it happened. It ain't going to be the last time. According to Complex, there's 25 songs where that's happened. I'll go down the list. But, yeah, that's what he's saying. And, quote, when he heard the verse, he was like, man, I'm not about to go back and change my verse. That's deep. I can go back and change it and make it this. I could name drop, you know. I could do this. I could cut his verse up. But that ain't the way of an OG. And that's respectful, man. And see, here's another thing, too. It used to be a time, man, where cats was in the studio all together. I come from that age where cats used to do that, where they used to fly out and go to each other's studio and shit. That used to happen. Now it's send my MP3 track here, right. Send it to this motherfucker, right. And then they send it back to the producer, and they put the shit together, and then you hear it. And that's how hip-hop works now, you know. The shit, like I said, the shit what happened to 4321, that's exactly what happened with LL and Cannabis and shit. He heard the finished product, dude went back, he took it as a slight, went back, rewrote his verse, and then we have history. To this day, sorry, L, Cannabis did take your heart, dude. It is what it is. And that's pretty much what happened here, man. Big Sean, stop it. Your verse wasn't that hard. Good track. The track is not going to be on his album when it comes out because of sample clearances and everything. So y'all have got a taste of this. Please enjoy this because it's rare, very rare in hip-hop when you hear good shit like this. Yeah, so on that notion, the first person to step up was from the Slaughterhouse Crew, Joel Ortiz, and he came up with the first reply. Now, that being said, let's get back to this Twitter shit. Twitter, like I say, social media and everything, but some of y'all act like straight bitches on Twitter. And I'm sorry if you hate what I'm saying. It's the truth. This is, to me, why New York failed in regaining hip-hop. I'm sorry, but I'm going to speak the truth. As soon as Joe Buttons, and that's another cat that needs to, you know, kind of ease back and pump his brakes and everything, man. No disrespect to Joe, no disrespect to the Slaughterhouse, but pump your brakes, dude. We'll talk about you in a minute. He came out and he was like, yo, Kendrick, you gonna learn. Got you. Shit talking. Got you. That's what you're supposed to do. Tell that cat, make your battle cry, you gonna learn. Got it. He came out, said what he had to say. And then you got a man, Styles P of the Lox. He said some slick shit to Joe. Joe said some shit back to him. They going at each other. The beef wasn't about, it really wasn't no beef, man. Like I said, it was chest thumping. Yo, I'm calling your bitch ass out. What y'all going to do about it? That's what it was. You know, good old school competition. And these two niggas, man, they get on here, and they going back against each other, man. You know, Styles is a quiet cat, man, but that's a Lox nigga. They going back and forth on Twitter. Instead of using that energy and going to the studio and putting out a track and getting your weight up. That's what should happen. And that's what's wrong with New York, man, and the whole, and MCs and everything. You know, they bitched about the South. A lot of cool MCs came for the South. I grew up raised on East Coast music and, you know, them. And I ain't holding nobody's nuts. Let me say that clear. I'm not holding nobody's nuts, but that's how I was raised. 88, all the way through the golden age of the 90s and stuff. That's where I was, man. Chuck D, Public Enemy, Steppasonic, all them cats, man. I grew up. And then I got into the Dos Effects, the Diggity Bump, Stickity Bump, Common, Beat Nuts, Fat Joe, Pun, Big Pun, all them cats, man. I grew up listening to that. So that's what I know. And as soon as Puff came in, I'm going to say with the shiny suits, Mace, and he went, you know, a different direction with hip-hop and everything, you could start seeing the decline because it got really commercialized. It hasn't been that commercialized since Hammer. So, and no disrespect to Hammer. Hammer put a lot of niggas to work. Once the decline in New York went down and then we had the whole East Coast, West Coast, we lost Pop, we lost Big, Death Row broke up and shit. Snoop, Dre, all them left and shit. You know, Dog Pound. We had New York, New York. We had L.A., L.A. We had all them records going back and forth. And it would have been lovely if we kept that shit on wax and, you know, two icons didn't have to die. But if they did, you know, we had that shit. And then it went, it declined more. Then you had the Jay-Z and Nas wars. You had the Nas and shit, Lake, Cormega, all them niggas, man. You know, there was a lot of inside beef, and you had 50 against everybody. Wu-Tang against Biggie and them. It was infighting, and the shit left wax and got on to physical shit. You know, motherfuckers shooting up at Hot FM or whatever it was, Hot 95, Lil' Kim doing a bid, all type of dumb shit went on with that. And this is not to say, but this is wrong with New York in the whole, man. If you're going to battle, and keep that shit on wax. You never saw Cool Mo D and LL, man, as far as I know, take shots at each other, literally with pistols and shit. You never saw Rakim and Kane, and a lot of y'all didn't know Rakim and Kane was beefing. You never saw that shit, you know. There's a lot of silent wars, you know, that went on in hip-hop, man. And New York, man, it's a lot of infighting, man. I'm all for competition, but all that other bullshit that comes with it, man, where you got to beat your chest, you got to pull a gun out and all that shit, you killed it. You killed yourself. You shot yourself in the foot. And people got tired of beef records. And then it started getting WWE, you know, motherfuckers got albums coming out. Hey, you know, make that call. Yo, I'm going to start this beef war with you. You okay with that? Cool. All right, cool. And I'm not making this up. Shit like that does happen. They call each other. Hey, I'm going to diss you on wax. Blah, blah, blah. I got an album coming out. We got an album coming out. Let's boost the sales. Boom. That's what happened. So that is a perfect example of, you know, Styles and Joe Budden's, you know, on Twitter beefing like that. I'm not saying they shit was fake, but that's why New York fell the fuck off. That is my opinion as to why New York fell the fuck off and the South took over. And then, you know, motherfuckers in New York was mad. Oh, man, fuck the South, blah, blah, blah. They shit bullshit. And then here we are now. Everybody's using trap beats. Everybody's got the same motherfucker on every record. You got Drake on every record. You got Lil Wayne on every record. You got all these motherfuckers on the same record, the same rotation on the radio. And that's why a lot of the older cats are being, you know, scrutinized by the younger cats, calling them irrelevant. You know, a lot of older cats bitter because they can't shine like the new cat shining now, man. You know, it's changed. I understand that. I get it 150%. But it could change for the better if niggas get off the pot or just shit. You know, Snoop and them, man, had a concert and shit, man. They loving with Kendrick Lamar, and they passed the torch. That's another problem that's in New York. Niggas ain't ready to pass this torch down to the next month. You know, it said that Jay-Z and Nas are the king, but Jay-Z, he's shown the most resilience in this industry. And I ain't holding niggas nothing. I'm just saying the numbers don't lie. He said that. And money's not everything, but like in the mind of Hammer, he's number one. Because at 40-something, 40-plus years old, man, this cat did what he was supposed to. He got out there, he did what he had. He stepped on a lot of necks, stepped on a lot of backs, did what he was supposed to. He got out there, made his money, and he's shining. You know, he's shining. Dude ain't got to never drop another album in life. But he doing what he's supposed to. Is he the king of New York? I ain't saying all that. But I'm saying he doing what he's supposed to. A lot of other cats could have came up behind Jay and did the same thing if you did your money right. But that's another story. That's another lecture itself. Anyway, I've been talking a little bit too much. New York, step up, man. Like I said, the cats that he mentioned ain't even said shit yet. Drake ain't said shit. None of them. But somebody who did represent New York very well, my man Joel, Slaughterhouse. Check this out. Reply number one. Bam.
Funk Master Flex Knife.
Funk Master Flex Knife.
One, two, one, two. Yeah, I knew I wasn't gonna stay quiet.
Yeah.
I ain't even gotta get it too much thought. Joel Ortiz won every war that he ever fought. This ain't no different, I'm listening. You the king of New York. Little homie, you ain't the king of New York. You the next thing on my fork. The messenger with all them rings on that horse. Carrying king's head till I kick you in your chest and you cough and fall into a bottomless pit. Homie, you know how many bodies that fit? When we met, you said, it's an honor, man, the yower can spit. Maybe that's why you left me out of that shit. Maybe that's why the Slaughterhouse ain't get dissed. Or maybe I'm not on your radar. You feel you ain't got to acknowledge my click. Either way, I personal train and speed it. Gotta get ripped. You rich rappers can't respond with all the dollars you get. Gangster rappers can't retaliate with hollows and clips. And you fashion rappers with a kind of jeans that hardly can zip. So zip it, I got this shit. Real hip-hop in this bitch. The apocalypse has fell upon us. Watch the zombies, I split. The walking dead, I've been a monster. Shorty, I can get bit. And never turn, I'm immune to these rappers y'all calling sick. I stomp the red carpet hole in my dick. And throw tomatoes at the podium for whack awards that y'all niggas get. Then stand up and scream, yeah, I would then dip. And smack a legend on the way out of that bitch, cause I don't big up the elite. The elite can get it too. Y'all all fit under my feet. Y'all all victims, all shitlings. When a nigga trying to eat, I'll see to it. Y'all all missing like a wino nigga teeth. Anybody can get it. Old nigga, new nigga, him nigga, you nigga, one nigga, two niggas, a few niggas. I do niggas harm with these bars. It was brave, you took a chance like Monopoly cards. But that telly you trying to check in, boy, that property's ours. Can't get a W on Broadway. I'm New York all day. Yeah, that's where the bars stay. You know, hear that OAA, 100 Ricans running at you cheap like a Koye. Last time in Compton, I was kicking it with Jorge. I rock with some cons out west like the Boyer. But I don't claim king, even though my name ring. And I had China in the bay we call Beijing. Rodeo to Dago, they telling you the same thing. Chico be in Sacramento so much he can claim king. But that's the West Coast, I'm from this coast. I leave the king of L.A. to Dre, I was this close to staying aftermath, but lamped out like a genie. But Dre, you a fucking gangster and curious, you such a sweetie. And guess what, I'm a free agent again if y'all ever need me. But back to these bars, I'm hungry, this beat is gon' feed the needy. I lookin' like Granny Zidi's zucchini out in Tahiti or Fiji with Erykah Badu's booty in a bikini. Your main chick is a precious, my side chick is a riri. I fuck it and take out for fries and a panini. I ain't a rap nigga, I'm a nigga that rap. Before this, y'all saw the cypher, I ain't bringing that back. Why should I recycle bars when my mind is a flight to Mars? And the force that I come across is like rhyming inside a star with the universe on my back. Your human verses is whack. I grab my extraterrestrial testicles when I rap and tell her suck it. Tell the planet try it. I turn this bitch to Independence Day without the lucky drunk pilot. I love composition, constructing a composition of destruction, putting destructicons in a composition. I'm Optimus Prime, trucking your boulevard, just wishing that a star screams so I can go on a bombing mission. You raise the bar high, I set the bar higher. You gonna learn, no inferno scorch a bonfire.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock and me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's license on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without no bossy.
Life is a beautiful thing. You just gotta get through it.
Yo, it's me.
Nah, legends never die.
Yo, I'm back to dip, diver, warrior, industry fighter, film producer, director, screenwriter, legendary rhymer. Congrats, I bring you a classic for the fans that support it. I give you props if you ain't sold it and you actually bought it. If not, purchase it today and own it. A brand new R-rated Rugged Man album. This is a historical moment. Hip-hop artists with 100% creative freedom. $1 million budgets and corporate endorsements. We don't need them. Anyone dissing, go listen to them industry puppet musicians. This for hip-hop heads. Everyone else, fuck your opinions. This ain't generic pop novelty rap, I'm reigning supreme. You're about to hear a level of skill you won't hear in the mainstream. This is writing rhymes and notebooks, it's venomous bars, boom bap beats, murderous scratching, beatboxing and dope hawks. Analog 2-inch real boom boxes and tape recorders. This ain't trippy emo hipster rapping a girly acting skateboarder. This ain't about Hollywood fame and chart positions. It's about credibility of being one of the great technicians. No internet nerds, trend following critics or dick lickers. No fake image or gimmicks, just vivid pictures and lyrics. I'm not the most known, but commercial rappers can't compete. I make records for the shepherds and not for the sheep. Not impressed, you'll be impressed soon. Let's get it started like Who Herc did in that Sedgwick Avenue rec room.
Yo, and like that, we back. Yo, that was my man, R.A. the Rugged Man. Still digging for beats. And that was Beastie Boys, man. Paul Revere. That track, man, they weren't the greatest lyricists in the world, but that track was dope, man. Let me see who we got calling right quick. We got a call coming in. We're going to talk to this person, man, and we'll be right back with some more music, so hold tight. Nodja Head Radio, who's calling?
This your boy, G-Thang.
What's going on, man? I forgot to introduce you in tonight, man. Yes, we do have one of the comedians for the Eddie Griffin Show coming up in Chicago, man. We got my man, G-Thang. Live and direct on the air. What goes on with you, man? How you feeling?
Hey, man, we just up here trying to get it done. You know what I mean? We just trying to keep the cable on. You know what I'm saying? That's all we can do, you know?
Look, I just changed my Comcast lineup already, man. I upgraded my status, man, so now I can look at the Playboy channel without nobody, you know, trying to look at the TV.
That
you know
is hilarious. So you got some extra channels if you got the Playboy channel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
I ain't got the Playboy channel. I do got Cinemax. It's close. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking at that soft porn on Cinemax and stuff, man, with them pink toes on there, man. You got to get the one.
Yeah, yeah. It's all pink toes, though. They don't got no sisters, don't do Cinemax. It's all pink toes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So we do, though, man. I can't wait to get to Chicago Labor Day, man. It's gonna be a blast. You know, I'm gonna go by Oprah House and President Barack crib. Them the two cribs I got. And then I wanna get some Earl's chicken. That's on the list. That's on the list.
You ain't got a snowball chance in hell of getting the Oprah's and your damn sure ain't getting the Barry's crib, man. And CIA up over there. And he in Hyde Park. So
basically, yeah, all these little dreams I got ain't gonna happen. So I ain't gonna get the Oprah crib. So the closest to the dream I can get is the Harold's Chicken.
Harold's Chicken. They got a truck now, so you even if you can't get to the store, you can get to the little van, man. So
you say they got a truck now. That is, man.
They
well, I can't wait, man. It's going down. It's going down.
Now, who all on that show with you, man? I know Eddie the headliner.
Man,
who else on
Eddie Griffin, Kim Whitley, from next Friday after next, and Brother Man from the 5th, 6th, 7th floor.
You mean Kim Whitley from Old Drama?
Kim Whitley from Old Drama. There you go.
That's what's up. I like her big, man.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to say this on the air, but she's nice and juicy. I don't call big women big. I call them juicy.
Okay, if you stick
a fork in them, some soy sauce will come out.
Okay, let me take that one back. I'm with you. I like them juicy.
When Kim come in, she's going to be looking for you. She's going to say the dude is saying it on this radio show, and I'm going to say it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
You know
me.
I'm allowing
you. It was the other dude who said, I like them big. G. you know.
That's what's
yeah.
Well, how long you been in the game, man? Well, how long you been in the show biz, man, doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy 12 years. I've been probably tapped off in the game about 13, 14 years. In the game, I should have been rich by now, but now, you know, I thought I was gonna have to go back to selling drugs, but I kind of caught myself. And I'm slanging these jokes now. I'm slanging jokes.
Slanging jokes. So hopefully
so
one day
a hybrid. I'm driving a hybrid instead of a Benz.
No, you're driving though. That's if you're driving a hybrid, you're saving on gas because gas will kill you right about now. But so no immediate HBO special in the future, but it's one coming.
I got
what you're saying.
I got this. No, I actually already shot the Showtime special that's coming out in November. The name of the special is called I'm Almost Famous, and it's produced by the Murphys. And I'm on the second season of The Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Okay. I mean, we gonna have to look out for that, man. We most definitely.
October, so the special comes on in November, and the new season of Real Husband of Hollywood comes on in October. I'm kind of a big deal. I'm actually going to be, when I come back, it's going to be me by myself at the Eric Crown. I ain't going to even have all the rest of these cats with me. It's just going to be me by myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. If you feeling strong like that, do what you got to do. Make that money.
I'm feeling so strong right now. I think I'm the coldest cat out there right now. I do believe that. And I want all of Chicago, because I'm from St. Louis, I want all Chicago to come out and show their boy love. Go out and get them tickets. We need the ticket sales because I'm trying to pay rent, and I might have a girlfriend now, you know. And she wants a Michael Kors bag. She wants the Louis Vuitton. She wants the new Chanel bag. She's just been asking for stuff. And I'm trying to,
Don't take her to Sweden, goddammit, because they'll tell her that she don't want their bags. And she see how they did Oprah, man. Went out there and tried to get her bag, and they told her, like, no, you can't get this bag. So don't take her to Sweden, whatever you do.
Yeah, sometimes you got to say no.
Yeah.
But if you saw, if you saw her, I can't say no to her right now. You know, I can't say no to her. Let me ask you a question, though. If a chick say to you, let me ask you something, and I want all your listeners to hear this. If a chick say, you know, hey, you remind me of my daddy, what is that saying to you? What message is she sending to you?
She had a rough-ass daddy, goddamn it. She had a rough-ass daddy.
had a rough daddy. Is she saying to you, like, hey, you kind of old school? You take care of me.
The message I would gather is as I remind her her daddy. You know, my character is I've done some things, so you know, depending on what her daddy has done, I hopefully they're honorable things. I would hope to get that moniker. You know, but different strokes for different folks, man. You know,
I really appreciate that.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
I'm gonna take this on the road. I'm gonna ask this question around the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Ask them, man. See what they say, man.
I appreciate you showing the show a lot of love, man. We're gonna put this down out there in Chi-Town. You know, me being from St. Louis, I can't wait to get there.
So y'all be on the lookout, man. G-Thing going to be out here August 31st, man, at the Eric Crown. It's Eric Crown Theater, right? Yeah, Eric
Crown
Theater.
Crown, baby.
And him, Kim Whitley,
Brother Man
from the Fistful. And shit.
Andy
Griffin. You know, so man, y'all going out there and support that and come check my man out. My man got the jokes. I already kicked it with Brother Man. I actually had the chance to chauffeur Brother Man around here in my local area. So that's a funny Brother Man. He's mellow. So that's a cool dude, man. I'm looking forward to meeting
him. The show going to be hysterical.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting
him. Chi-Town got a lot of funny cats out of there. Y'all got a lot of funny cats.
Yeah, you're going to see him. I'm sure everybody's going to be backstage, man, laughing with y'all, man. And I'm going to be back there taking pictures so y'all will finally get to see Grock G. In the flesh with the comedians and everything. I'm going to try to get back there and take pictures. I put it like that.
When are we
going to
have a quick play?
Hey, I'm gonna be there regardless. You know, I might not be in the front row, but I'll be in the nosebleed, and I will enjoy the show either way. So
if you ain't, as long as you ain't by no pole that holds up the building, then you good.
Yeah, I don't even want to be around the pole. I'm good on that. Just put me. Don't put me by nobody spanking. Nobody with a curl. I want to enjoy the show.
Hey, man. Appreciate it. Tell everybody to follow me on Instagram, GaryG4000. I'm trying to get more followers than Kevin Hart right now. I'm at 87
hey,
right
now. Get that to him one more time, a little bit slower, man. I didn't even get it.
We're looking, though, fam.
Yeah, what you had on Instagram again?
GaryG4000.
G-Thang, 4000, man. Check him out, man. Thanks for calling in for
all
the show,
man.
I'll see you on the 31st, man. I'll be looking out for you, and I'm going to be ducking Kim, man. So don't tell her, man.
All right. I'm going to tell her to call you.
All right, man. Be easy, man. Thanks for calling all in.
Right. Yeah.
Yo, that was my man, G-Thang, man. Yeah, I forgot all about that, man. I meant to mention that, too, man. Yeah, we got Eddie Griffin out here, G-Thang, Kim Whitley. Brother man from the fifth floor, man. He'll be at the Eric Crown Theater, man. They got a show. You know Eddie Funny. You know the rest of all them on the set, Funny, man. Come check them out and do what they do, man, and enjoy the show. Like I said, I'm going to be out there. Y'all finally be able to see a picture of me. I'm going to post them on the page. And we're going to go from there. I'm still waiting for Red. Red, you know, she got work and stuff to do, man. So she going to be here when she get here. It's just me right now. So anyway, we just heard R.A. the Organ Man, very underrated MC, very lyrical. He's been around for a long time, still digging. We heard the Beastie Boys, rest in peace, MCA. Very old, classic beat. Man, I want to get into some Pete Rock and Camp Lo, man. Camp Lo, they got a new mix MP3 out. And it's pretty fucking good. So you guys get a chance, look it up. Pete Rock and I'm zoning out tonight. Camp Lo, and it's called 80 Blocks from, I forget the damn thing. I have to look it up. But when I come back, you'll know the mix CD. And y'all listen to this, ladies and gents. Pete Rock, Camp Lo. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing 80 Block.
Infinity interlude, I'm in the mood. I'm a royal to auto, hit 80 setting on rules. The Remy maker, her ooze. Slip off your shoes, screen shooting the center, my through the lens of the tomb.
Pull up in a rhythm machine, and they fall in. Freakish love, pieces of a dream, I'm recalling. Kiss my double barrel, cause the BG lean is clean. LTD is she by Unlimited Orchestra. She addicted to Barry White, keep strawberry pills forever. Pull a sister, slash him, if I ask, BX Mass Crusaders. And Native Peter Parker, me and Layla in Washington, underneath the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got every damn thing. Yeah, we got plenty to drink. Yeah, we got wine, beer, whiskey, cheese.
Pulling pedals off a bezel, switching levels in the Lincoln Globe, trying candy cotton, and we knocking while we're weaving. I'ma tell you like I tell them, from the Vernon to the Pelham, we gon' spill it on them tonight.
A soul combination, backed up by Apollo Show Band. A nation of millions, into the Tiffany spilling. A shine over Sly Stones, Lennon, Corda, Yoko. Let's coast to the Kokomo, and take it slow,
slow. Slow sipping like whiskey inside of my cup. Get a lick it up in the bench of Tiffany cut. Fucked out how they admiring, desiring to never be for the sound. Trying to get up inside them, describing it so violent. That's how you turn them off. Niggas calories, dancing just to burn them off. What is born, I see it leaning them on. I'm blowing them, leaning on. So they relieve them of the seed of they spawn. See that cherry, you're popping it like Molly. Sorry, pardon my friends like Les Miserables. Or the market inside, they find a pleasure in the pain. I forever remain paid. I got cheddar in the rain, and it's never the same thing.
Yeah.
Brooklyn love ring like Riddick Bowe. Watch me climb up out of your pigeonhole. Leave them not me to pitch a show. Singing my praises like, sing it all, pick it all. Yeah, sing it all.
About the setup so far is that the volume one is really a display of
acapellas over classic Pete Rock beats. That was pretty much just break the seal on the introduction to 80 Blocks and Tiffany, whereas now we're moving into the actual motion picture of it with this, volume 2.
Okay, yeah, so if you didn't hear that, that was 80 Blocks from Tiffany, man. I'm slipping tonight, man. I got threw off, man. But yeah, that's pretty dope. I haven't heard the mixtape volume 1, like you said, with the acapellas of Camp Lowe over Pete Rock beats. I'm looking for that. But yeah, this is a new joint, 80 Blocks from Tiffany. Mixtape, look for that. It's free, by the way. So hit your usual spot for that. I think it was at DAP or DAF mixtapes or whatever. Check that out. Yeah, so here's number 3 to the Control Fathers, Kendrick Lamar. And this guy, I can't remember the name. Like I say, I'm slipping today, but it's Freddie something, but it's called Say My Name. If y'all know the cat's name, Freddie, hit me up in the chat room or even in the text, man. Let me know, because like I say, I'm slipping tonight, man. But here we go. Fred, Say My Name. Reply number 3, Kendrick Lamar. Here we go.
Who the hell are you? You all know exactly who I am.
Yeah?
Say my
Frederico.
Name.
Tell him I want his children. I know he fear the flow. I got the guns right here to blow. Women, no kids, the Scarface shit for years ago. Sonny lost his fingers and this little nigga's ears can go. Been in the room with the spitter. King of New York, drunk. Swimming pool full of liquor, right? Drunk. Frederico freestyle to spit on you. It's like LA when the 40 cal lift on you. It's political, the way it works, but I'm lyrical. I'm from the underground, I do the dirty work. Hard hat construction, bars back in conjunction with the hood. Got the soap and hard packs, yeah, we pumping. You got Snoop, we got Jay, we got Nas, you got Dre. But you the king of everything, that's how you wanna play?
Cool.
I go to your show. I know you throwing Spain money, so I aim at the crowd and hit Euro. Yeah. Everything semi-auto. The home of the 12-12 skinnies, nigga, is Gordo. My advice is, I've been the nicest. My rhymes come from the gut, it's appendicitis. Spread the guard on the iPod, I'm in devices. It's true, mine ain't made up, I'm indecisive. And I still move the order for the gram. You tryna wet us up, I gotta stop the water, I be damned. Big Captain was in Brooklyn, Punch was in the X. They both was named Big, you show a little respect. Big L got shot here, you show a little respect. Like I got when she massage her. Homie, I'm on your neck. Must be hanging with high rollers. We get crazy when we broke. We can only buy polar. Bacon soda to Woodworth. Chef in seconds, I can give Inglewood work. And for you rappers that try to put me in dirt, knew I was paralyzed and stood me up on the verse. I'm still sitting in the trap, I'm still cutting up work. We get money from rapping, we be up late on the first. But first, back to Mr. Lamar. Y'all be at AA meetings, must be missing the bus. It's a difference when you spittin' that gun. Number one on they list, but I rarely listen to y'all. I'm a back in the past rhymer. Illmatic cassette in the Pathfinder. Big CD next to the bundle. Pop got me hard knocked, vinyl from the tunnel. TBM is willing to ride. This is verbal murder, I know I'm killing your vibe. You got New York sick, so you the cancer. It's like Philly, 96 draft, I'm the answer. Go!
Go! Go!
You're goddamn right.
Goddamn right.
Come on. Hey, tell homegirl to close that door for me. We're about to get busy. Let me ask you a question, though. You remember when I choked the Haitian Don's neck? David Chappelle still owe me a check. It's all jokes, right? So no disrespect. So big up to Jerry Wonder and Wyclef. I'm so Brooklyn, I'm listening to Stealing Tech in the back of the Lex. J-Cop with the Rockefeller check. You know the Reasonable Doubt days. I'm only getting started. That probably went over here. Hey, where you want to start? Right here, son? Right here? All right, we're gonna have fun a little bit. Check it out, though. Hey,
the best secret was kept, they kept me quiet, knowing the fire would have burned on these projects. It's all war, nothing less with my intelligence. But first, these fraud rappers, we must address. They all liars, they lying in songs to impress. They ain't rappers, they damsels in distress. You ain't sold coke in your life, how is that your concept? Don't make the 4 or 5 peek up and lift up your dress. I'm in the offices, taking big meetings. You in the house, no job, listening to The Weeknd. And your main girl said it cheating. I'm in the king size bed with the queen. Beasting. GT vodka all evening. Take it straight till we all leaning. Happy girl, I'm feeling. Hey, when you hear my voice, girl, them wine to me. So wine pretty done. Make sure your teeth are so. Climb up pretty body like a food up the sun. Represent pretty reggae, soca, and color. So if it's carnival, shouts up the TNT. Big up Jamaica, within greens I'll be. So deep, take a look at my family tree. I can sell platinum in my one country. What I need them for, or what that's for. Respect again to the Don, Clef play the guitar. Yeah, I'm rhyming and ripping, ripping and rhyming. Stars all aligned and I guess it's perfect timing. And I'm still riding. Steve, I see you. Come on. Fresh bread. Shout out to the remix line, you know? All my family, DTN.
Music, make it official. Your nigga ain't in the building. Frank Sinatra on the beat. You beating them down, Lo. Keep it hood. Yeah. I'm on the 9-1 Chevrolet crawl. Headed west where the motherfucking sun falls. West up, y'all. Like my nigga Dub, I keep it level so the 13s don't rub. 38 snub if a nigga got beef. Ashtray roaches of the fucking chronic leaf. Grief gon' come to some unlucky mother. We in so deep, but I keep my brother. Only the rap tails and niggas with high bales. Make sure the herb weigh right on the scales. Smoke in the city for real, it's no play. Smoke in the air and west this way. We come strapped so niggas will take flight. Would rather fuck around with a rat that tight. Cheer, authentic words from the pen. Flow to the pad and cheer, do it again. Cheer.
Baby, it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas, they toe straps. Compton all day, West Coast on the map. Cheer.
Baby, it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas, they toe straps. Compton all day, West Coast on the map. Niggas slang shit just to make ends grow. Fast money come, nigga, fast money go. Out the spotlight, how I like my hoe. Clyde and Bonnie, bitch, for the one-time show. Stay down for your nigga, I'm headed back to jail. Money on the books mean the product sales. Hell, it's not the motherfucking life I lead. Nigga on the run, a hoe and good weed. Music to drive by on the CD player. Words pronounced clear from the hood rhyme payer. Pay your dues, which way you choose. I'm west with it, nigga, so yeah, that's good news. Bitch sing the blues if she know 8 lines. Maybe she know a nigga life just like mine. Like mine. Trying to get smiles, we find it's hard. Like I need a thing sometimes. And
baby, it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas toe straps. Compton all day, West Coast on the map. And
baby, it's on. You probably wonder why it's taking so long.
Bitch, have my money, niggas with toe straps. Compton all day, West Coast on the map. And
baby, it's on. Baby, it's on.
Blue stamp in the building. Your nigga ain't in the building.
Baby, it's song.
Baby,
it's song.
Bitch, have my money. My nigga Brink in the building. Compton.
Beat him down, look.
Who are the five best rappers of all time? Think about it. Dylon, and Dylon. Because I spit hot fire.
Yo, we back. that was a new joint. MCA silently came out with an EP a couple months back, man. If you guys get your hand on it, man, check it out, man. It's really a good EP. And it's from a legend, MCA, Gia, Compton Most Wanted, man. Check it out, man. He's trying to do some new things. I was actually trying to get him out in Chicago, man, and I'm still actually waiting on a reply from one of my guys, man, promoters out here at the Shrine, man, to see if he's going to have him do it. I ain't talked to Green Weeds in a minute, so nigga, call me. That joint before that was Dylon and Midlife. And Dylon listens to the show every now and then, so I fuck with him every now and then, you know, with the little who's the top five MCs. Dylon. Yeah, you know, you remember shit. But, yeah, that was a little mixed piece he did, man. He's got a mixtape coming out, too. And I keep saying tape. I might as well say mixed MP3 because ain't nobody doing tapes no more. Ain't nobody putting out CDs no more. It's mixed MP3s now. So I'm trying to get with the times. But anyway, yeah, so we were at number three. I still don't remember the name of this cat, man. But he was the third person to reply, Kendrick Lamar. And that was number three. And I'm like, so far the best one has been Joel Ortiz, okay? Now, here we are into number four. We're going to kick off number four. And actually, I'm going to do two of them. I'm going to do Bob's and I'm going to do Lupe's. So Bob will be number four, and Lupe will be number five. And then we start picking up a few more. One thing I want to touch on before we get into that, I don't know if y'all read my webpage or if you go to my Facebook page, Brock Honey Sampson on Facebook, nodyourhead.webs.com for the website. I was reading something a couple of days, actually it was like Tuesday I read about it. It was a young brother, 15 years old, and it's some political shit, so if y'all ain't ready for this, it's more to life than rap. But it ain't even no political shit, it's just some me standing on a soapbox type shit. But needless to say, there was a young kid in Atlanta, down south, we'll just say down south, and he has a heart condition. And you know, when you have a heart condition, you know, you have to go through procedures and everything to get a heart transplant or to get an organ. And one of the things that pissed me off about this situation is the young brother, he's 15, he's doing stupid shit, and the hospital denied him the heart because, and I quote, he had bad grades and he had a criminal past. And they weren't certain that he would take the medication if given the transplant. This is why he was denied a heart, okay? Mind you, this is a brother. Now, I'm not trying to make it a race thing because there's enough of that going on as it is. But my question to you people, when have you ever heard, if you've ever heard at all, someone being denied an organ because of bad grades, because of your criminal past? Now, you know, even if he wouldn't take his medication, when have you ever heard something like that? Now, to me, that's some new nigga shit against us. That I mean, I don't want to make it racist, but I mean, when looking at the facts, I've never heard of that happening before. And the family was pretty upset by it, and they were pissed off about it. Look it up to Google. Brother denied transplant, heart transplant denied, Atlanta. Google it. And read the shit that the doctors were saying why they denied this young man a heart. Now, me, I believe in self-preservation. So I'm just going to put it out here like this. If faced with the possibility of having a heart transplant or organ donated to me, and me wanting to continue criminal activity, it's not a hard choice. I'm going to take my medication because, A, I want to live. I'm going to stop all negative activity because, B, I want to live. School, I'm going to do the best I can because I'm being granted the opportunity to live. So that's three reasons for me to cut out all negativity, and they all go back to the same thing. I want to live. So for them to deny this young kid an organ based on that is utter bullshit, is racism, because I don't believe that would happen to anybody white, and to my white listeners, there's nothing against you, but shit is what it is. I've never heard of that before. And I even go a stretch further. I don't believe that would happen even if the kid was Caucasian and had a criminal history, had bad grades, and there was doubt about him taking his medication. That's, I'm sorry. That's some new nigga shit. I'm sorry. And as of this show, earlier today, it was brought to my attention that they have reversed their decision on it. And what I'm getting at here is to people of color and people of color. Let's put it like that. People of non-color, people of color. If you raise enough hell to the right source, and by source, I do mean media, social network. If you raise enough hell, you can get results. The press on that alone got results because it was foolishness. It was ignorant foolishness. There was no reason for them to, now, you know, if they came up with something other than the bullshit they came up with, I could have went with it. But that was some foolishness, okay? They did reverse it, so he's back in line. You know, I mean, it's a step. He ain't, you know, they ain't got a heart, but he's back in line for the heart. But I believe the reversal was done because they were calling a bullshit, and, you know, the young brother has a chance. And I hope that, you know, he's accepting his blessing and his new chance, and, you know, won't make a fool of himself and the people that fought to get him in the position he's in for a new organ donation. Other foolishness in the news that I want to touch on. Down south, I'm assuming the same state, but it was posted. Young lady and a young man were in child support court debating if the child was the gentleman, you know, that was there in court. Needless to say, you know, you're entitled to do what you want to. They named their child Messiah, okay? The judge presiding over the court case told the young lady that she needs to change the baby's name stat ASAP, today, while you're in court, because you took it upon yourself to name your child Messiah, and I am a devout Christian, and that is not a name that any child should have. Never mind the fact that Hispanics, regardless of how you say it, Jesus or Jesus, name their children Jesus all the time. Never mind that there are children named Mary all the time. For this judge to sit up here and tell this woman that she needs to change her baby's name, what happened to no court in state affairs? I mean, no church in state and government affairs. This lady pushed her views against this woman and made this woman rename her child to Martin. And regardless of whatever she named her child, that was a big no-no. This is what I mean by officials in very powerful positions using their weight against you. And if you don't know the law, now she, you know, ACLU has already said they've challenged this, that the judge had no right to do this. She tried it, but, you know, she's going to have to overturn that, you know, because that's none of your fucking business. That's none of your concern. That's not a law. You can name who the fuck you want to name. Whatever your beliefs are, that's your belief, but you don't push your belief on to someone else. And this is the problem with the system. You have religious zealots, you have racists, bigots, my own agenda in public, very strong positions to pass judgment on you and to pull shit like that. And that's what this woman did. Now, this is still updating. She has to go back to court in 3 months. I don't see why she needs to go back to court, period, because the judge had no legal grounds to do this. this again is, like I say, we got to get better and we got to start looking at shit. You know, there's more to life than my show, than reality shows, man, and everything else. We got to do better, you know, and we have to educate ourselves so we don't go through this type of bullshit. And it's the same for black folks, too. It's for everybody. You need to educate yourselves, man, so you can understand what's happening around you, you know. I ain't one of them nutcase motherfuckers, but I do read. I do observe, and I do watch shit that happens around me. Y'all need to do the same, because you'll run up to some crazy-ass broad, and a judge with an axe to grind, and a lot of brothers are in jail because of that. So that's just my political soapbox for the day. Look that shit up on Google, man, if you are curious about it. I'm hoping to have a gentleman on here next week, Chris Cuban. And this is a very smart dude, man. He's a very intelligent brother. I dealt with this man many years ago, went back out, myself, D, back when we were aspiring rappers, and we dealt with this gentleman, and I want him on the show. He has a lot of knowledge and the next level that we as people should be pursuing instead of the music industry. So I'm going to try to have him on the show. Chris Cuban, if you're listening, man, thank you, and I hope to get you on the show. Now back to the bullshit at hand. We're going to listen to number 4 in the reply to Kendrick Lamar. This is B.O.B., How to Rap.
That my city has given you niggas. And I know I'm the man, no, I don't need no Grammy award on my mantle. No, it don't matter the beat, it don't matter the style, any flow I can channel. You see, I'm from Atlanta, he's out of Decatur, I grew up on Keller. If you notice the way that I talk is vernacular, this is my actual grammar. I got these niggas nervous, cause whatever lane that I'm in, I'm a handle. Your lyrics are whack and emotionally shallow. You lost in my thoughts, you don't know how to paddle. I know that I'm shining, I know that I'm shining. Don't worry, cause you can find shade in my shadow. From my point of view, it's so many dead rapper shit. All that we need is a memorial banner. My first mixtape, they all said I sounded like Drake. Then they said my album was pop, didn't really sound like the mixtape. Now I'm doing what I started, now they telling me I changed. I hear underrated so much, you would swear it was my name. Ain't no rappers on my list. Come holler at me when you're done riding each other's dick. 25 million singles worldwide, I guess I'll take another hit. Matter of fact, I find this rap shit boring, man, I'm over it. Give me my guitar pick, I'll show you shit.
Forget who the fuck did what the fuck when the fuck when niggas were still not the fuck or whatever. Fine then. Say, dear Lord, have mercy on my banana clip. Give them half, call it that banana split. But my half is really like a banana stick. Do these bananas have any idea who they on the planet with? Give you bananas to the grid. That mean your bitch got a banana in her fist and wine on her chin. Get these heathens off my trunk and all of these swine up off my rim. Trying to take shine up off my bins. SL
gon' have to leave. Gon' roll around with that BY, nigga, just roll up my sleeve. Got body plans so I can ride it stand so I can open up my sheet. Lou D boy, two Bruce D Roy, two Destroy. Do do beat like two T boys with one freak, one me. But I can DP like it's three more, three rewards for me, or me, or me, or me, or me, or me. Team me, it's like me, eating animals, me, teenage, me, dinosaurs. I'm signed with all kinds of wars. Knives and swords, lions, tigers, biting boars, lightning, striking, Viking hordes, fighting, heightened, violent swords, fighting, stop, knock, won't stop, hiking, so something, hike, I'm starving. That was Adolf reacting to my new shit. Translation, how come he can't be as evil as Lou get? Well, that's cause you ain't Lou, bitch. It took two sips of the Holy Grail, then I backed up, and I turned around, and I bent over, and patooed shit. I love Jay, that's my nigga. I feel sicker than a crew shit. I ain't competition, I don't move shit. The only opposition is this new shit. These new niggas rapping like they two, then me acting like they you, man. That's woo shit. What happened to the game? Niggas think they japping cause they rapping like they Wayne. Rapping like they chain. I ain't matching them and catching them, but I'm rapping like I'm flames. Like smacking them in the back of him, and my antonyms is on cane. And my heroin is on metaphors, and my metaphors is on brain. And my left foot is in LA, but my right foot is in Spain. Now we all heard what he said, but what he said means we dead. And that shit is insane. He's so crazy. Look at the little B. Nigga, you ain't nah. Nigga, you ain't Jay-Z. You will respect me, you will reject me. But I've done so much, no matter how far you go, you will reflect me. SLR, nigga, please. These niggas about to go to work, so these bitches gon' have to leave. And when the bitch gone, knee shots, disabled. DVD, a Dick Jones, your TV, and a grenade all in your tape. My punch bowl's like an ocean, and I lay it on by the ladle. But it's so strong when I pull it out, I'm only hanging on to a handle. Satan on my ankles while I'm hanging on to an angel. Ain't hating on that you hating wrong, cause you can't hang on to my angles. It's hard being a Lupe fan. Go to Harvard to be a Lupe fan. I ain't saying that I'm harder, it's just harder when it's in Lupe hands. Welcome, nigga, Lupe land. SLR. Back to the hard part. Was they pause? I was talking about my own bow. Nigga.
So yeah, as it stands right now, Joel Ortiz, and I found out, I remember the name of the second guy, Fred the Godson. Never heard of the cat. But so far right now, Ortiz and Fred number two had a debate with a friend of mine, Kirk. I hear you 100%, man. You know, Bob is a very talented MC, but that was hot garbage. I'm sorry. That shit was whack. Fuck if he could play guitar. I don't give a fuck. This is rap, nigga. Come with some lyrics, because I'm sorry, Bob, that was garbage. As a Chicago-born dude, I don't know what the fuck Lupe was on. That he lost me. He actually lost me like a minute into the song. But when he did that old German Adolf shit that he was on, it was a wrap for me. I don't know about y'all, but fuck Lupe too. That was some bullshit. And no matter how cryptic you try to be or intelligent you try to make it or whatever, I missed it. Whatever you were trying to do with your version, I missed it. So far we got two. We got Ortiz number one. We got Fred number two. Do we have a number three to knock out? Whoever. Anyway, we're going to get into it. This is Cassidy's reply. So here we go. 5 minutes into the game. Here we go.
Yeah.
The same thing that make you laugh, you gon' be crying from. Laugh now, cry later, but your time will come. And if you live by the gun, you could die from one. Even a deer could run the jungle till the lion come. If you make a living off the shit that niggas dying from, you gon' get guap until the cops with the sirens come. Now you gotta tell on the nigga that you buying from, or sit in prison for wild time for buying some. I speak the truth, these other niggas got a lying tongue. So if it's levels to this shit, I'm on the highest one. I know you guys gon' try to climb the ladder, but if you sit in jail or you die, don't even matter. Cats are backstab you just to make their pockets fatter. That's why they pissing me off, I got a bad bladder. A rapper, not a character that blabber a bunch of words that rhyme, but don't make sense most of the time. And most of the lines that they rhyme is mostly designed for dudes that's stupid, not using most of their mind. Most crimes that's committed is by a cat that listen to a rapper spitting shit that's fictitious and try to mimic. Don't imitate a nigga that been a fake, he a gimmick. They should put me in the Guinness, most punchlines infinite. And if I diss a cat in the rap, that nigga finish. I got in it to give niggas the business, not for the business. I'm highly recommended, but this shit is not exciting me. You wear tight clothes, but your flows ain't tight to me. I know you try, man, to find a man nice as me, but a blind man, like, damn, that'd be a sight to see. No one can stop me, I'm cocky and got the right to be. Hey, they should've never gave a mic to me. You would think Big, Big Pun and Big L goes right for me. And I could box, you do not wanna pick a fight with me. I'm not in the best shape like I would like to be, but I exercise every time I lift my pipe to pee. I know you would like to see me battle whoever, but that's like getting Mayweather to go and fight for free. That's not happening, I would rather stop rapping. I flip crack, now I spit crack, I ain't stop trapping. I'd rather get my money up front than on the back end. My balls been crazy, I'm Slim Shady with black skin. I got the battling belt, the hardest battle I done ever been in is when I battle myself. I hold weight, so don't make a giant battle with L for real. I'm trying to chill, I gotta battle for help, I'm ill. And I feel like nephew a homosexual. Even if your flow is sick, I disinfect you. I'm special, if you plugged in, I disconnect you. I'm not gonna let you get disrespectful, I'm gonna dress you. I'm a mogul, I don't care if I know you or never met you. I suggest you don't come at me wrong or I'm gonna correct you. I hope you don't think that security gonna protect you, cause when them goons come in the room, they be done left you. I bet you, when me and them cats come, them cats run. Be ruthless, my niggas get stupid if cats act dumb. You a lame, you putting my name in the rap, son. It's like putting a silencer on a cap gun. And why go and buy a chain when I can snatch one to get you jammed? Niggas like, damn, where you get that from? I jack some like Mahalia, I'm trying to tell ya, I F you up, don't let them set you up for a failure. I'm the hustler, but I don't touch drug paraphernalia. I just did a tour in Dubai and Australia. The boy the best, I'm the greatest ever, more or less. I'm just trying to figure out who the fuck I'ma slaughter next. I got my weight up, you better show some more respect before you pussies get ate up like oral sex. My balls crack, niggas trying to bring the balls back, but they balls whack. I'm like, where the fuck is the balls at? I'm tired of hearing all them jewelry and car raps, to making it rain and buying out the ball rap. I got hype when I heard that Kendrick Lamar rap. I'm in the booth in construction boots and a hard hat. I bring it back to life, these cats ain't acting right. These cats all rap alike, I never heard a rap I like. I snatch the mic, I'm a veteran, you a rookie. You a dickhead, but you a pussy, a hermaphrodite. Cast the type that'll send you to the afterlife, bring you back to life and kill you again with the raps I write. Yeah, I used to play the corner like a traffic light, but I stopped trapping white so I could live a rapper life. But a rapper life ain't all it's cracked up to be. Ain't no rapper tough as me, that's why they don't fuck with me. They could label this a diss when the song drops, cause I'm better than your favorite rapper by a long shot. You gon' have to bring the song back when the song stop and rewind all the punchlines that this song got. I paint pictures, no Photoshop. I'm not the king of New York, but the king of New York know I'm hot. And no, I'm not trying to be the king of Philly, but I've been holding down my city. Just act silly, really. If any of you niggas act silly, I'll be happy to compete. You see what happened to me, me. I'm not rapping to get back in the beef, I'm just rapping to be competitive. I do shit niggas never did. Yeah, this hip-hop getting recorded, so if you a fan of hip-hop, you gotta support it. Cause it's a shortage, your rappers rapping like they supposed to rhyme, and you would never find a rapper rapping rhymes dope as mine. Yeah, I'm the dopest nigga out, most focused nigga out, I spit coca out my mouth. In the streets, need coca, it's a drought. The fans going through withdrawal. draw, they need some sick balls. I got it jumping like Chris Frost when they was wearing all their clothes backwards. I expose rappers, yeah. I'm in my hip hop bag, making every cat that say they hip hop glad, yeah. And my wife like that shit hot cast, and she got a K Michelle loving hip hop ass, yeah. Every cat that's not hip hop trash, and I'm ill, fish scale right out the Ziploc bag. Nobody better, I do whatever I wanna do. And since you scared to come at me, I'ma come at you. What the fuck is the game coming to? Kendrick couldn't shine on me on the song if he wanted to. Cause I spit that shit, nigga, number two. And I'm coming through to make it hot before the summer through.
So yeah, Cassidy is number one, Joel's number two, and Fred is number three at the moment. Lupe, Bob, y'all got to come back and try to write that one again. My girl Red is back, but we're going to bring her on after we hear Astro, young Thundercat coming into the game. He's got help from Static Selector, so check out Astro, response number 5 to Kendrick Lamar, King of New York. Here we go, Najee.
Look at me.
That's what they want, huh?
Shout out to Static Selector, though.
Remove the fake king of New York. NY City, grab a hole and ride with me. Bring it back up top. Remove the fake king of New York. Show off my count door.
Man, this for NY.
Remove the fake king of New York.
That's if y'all want it. We know how y'all do these
Bring it back up top. Remove the fake king of New York. The fake king of New York. The fake king of New York.
This goes out to the so-called king of New York. This is the home of legends, Lamar. So watch what you talk. You coming up short, thinking you the boss, you must be off it. You don't want the war to send you running like a faucet. Be cautious. This history is worth more than a hit, boy. No matter how much good music you drop, you can't knock the legacy of B.I.G.'s, J.A.Y.'s, and leaving out the new guys. That ain't wise. You ain't a king. At best, you a duke. Young and popping, but Jay old enough to be a poppin'. Moving more units than you. Talking about how you the king of the state. That's time wasted. You kicked harder lines on the Miguel collaboration. You was doing good up until now. Kenny started false claiming I feel a wrath of my city. You pompous, trying to take two sides of the compass. Astro came to put an end to all this nonsense.
Bring it back, remove the fake king of New York. Show off my count door. Bring it back, remove the fake king of New York. King of New York.
Yeah. This ain't France, and I see you trying to run the kid home. Better chill with that Napoleon syndrome. Let's battle, it's nothing. You weak, I feel like you bluffing. You the king, or my bad boy, I feel like you puffing. You ain't balling hard enough to mention Phil Jackson name. I play like D'Antoni and get Lamar about the game. You owe them legends, you dissing. But let's speak some real talk. I can see why you was reaching for the throne in New York. Ain't nobody repping right, they scared. All talkers, I don't curse much, but fuck all you fake New Yorkers. Y'all suckers like New Born, kissing Kendrick ass. Nobody better than him. You hashtag trash. Remember, it's good kid, mad city, not my city. Enter my city is animosity. Possibly the end of your win. So give me your ends where the game started. Remember what state you win. New York.
The fake king of New York. Show off.
Guaranteed raw.
Bring it back. Remove the fake king of New York. New York.
I'm the king of New York.
All right, so as it stands right now, Cassidy, Joe Ortiz, number three, Astro, Thundercat stepped up to the plate, and he used a different beat. He got Static Selector to help him out, and he went at KL. So props out to Astro. Be looking out for him to see what he's on, man. I ain't feeling that name Astro because I keep thinking about, you know, the dog and shit. But other than that, yeah, that's he's number four with Fred the Godson. Yeah, Fred the Godson number four. He's number three. So, yeah, I got one more, and I haven't heard it. So this is my first time hearing it, and it's by J.R. Ryder. And I just uploaded this as I saw it, and we're going to play it in a second. But first, I want to bring my girl Red Child in the building. What's going on? 27 minutes in the show and she's just not getting it. What the fuck, man?
What's good? That's that CPT time.
That's what that is, color people time.
What's good, yeah. Usually I don't run on that time. I'm usually on JPT.
Now, what's that right there? What's JPT time? What is that?
Japanese people time. You know, they be everywhere early.
Okay. Yeah. I look, I ain't mad at you. You got to do what you got to do. Shit, I ain't been on the show in 2 weeks, so I got to do what I got to do.
You on time, though.
Yeah, you know, I try to be, you know.
Oh,
but yeah, I'm sure you've heard the Kendrick Lamar, you know, how he, you know, shot from Adrenaline into hip hop. And I've been playing the last five joints of the comebacks, and you know, Joel Ortiz was the first one to hit him up.
Okay.
And then Fred the Godson, that was, you know, he came up number two. Then Bob came up, and the title of his is How to Rap. Now, like I say, I'm not taking anything from Bob, man, on his effort. It's appreciated, but no, that was kind of weak sauce. I'm sorry. It was terrible. If you get a chance, go back and listen to the playback and you know, after the show, and you can see. That shit was horrible. Lupe came in, you know, from Cryptic, I'm trying to be intelligent type shit and make fun of the scenario, and it just came off bad, you know. So he was number four, and Lupe need to stop. And I'm from Chicago, nigga. That was horrible. next in the game was Cassidy, and he took number one spot over Ortiz. So sorry, I mean Cassidy. 5 minutes, it was good. You know, he had some punchlines in there. So, like I say, it's Cassie and Joel and this last young Thundercat, Astro, King of New York. I give him credit because he changed up the beat. He got Static Selector to come with the beat for him. And this last one that I know of is by J.R. Ryder. I have not heard it, so this will be my first time hearing it. I just saw it. It was another entry into the battle. So this is number six. Let's hear this one. Nod your head.
All right.
This is tough too. It's gonna be easy, man. Physical exercise for me. Right. Go get him. Get in tune with a spitter. Excuse me, I'm sicker. What you diving in ain't a pool full of liquor. Share room with your sister. Trap life, we looking at two different pictures. You animal food, I'll be damned if I lose to the cat that lost to the Charles Hamilton dude. How could you claim you nice? You let him take your mic. Middle of your rap, couldn't even say it right. Must be getting high, thinking you as sick as I. With tracks you killing, you wouldn't kill a vibe. You winning wide, taking stroke of writer's block. Use your Geminis, you don't see them twice as hot. You sound weird when you jump on the verse. Nigga, I'm out here when it comes to the first. Bundles of work. Y'all gon' make me duck tape. Mr. Duck, birds been the duck, but he's worth. Get a push wig, you don't know what good is. Like your first album title, you's a good kid. Time to show this amateur a lesson. His whole schemes are full of bad cannabis impressions. I'm Big Al all spring, I all king. Same dunk when he's balling. Four dream. Act silly, get laughed till the track dizzy. Swiss raps that'll smoke you, I call him the black hippie. Get it, this justice is poetic. I'm dumping the pump till he cut, nigga, no credit. You know you hate his frontin', how could he be claiming something? When all he do is switch his flow and don't be saying nothing. I catch drawers, time to let the lead pull. Watch the niggas hold when they get messy at the mess hall. Dead raw, y'all gon' have to bet more. You rapping, I'm metaphor, punch your niggas' heads off. What you can tell a dog? I got a check upon, put a check up on his head, that nigga dead and gone. How could you tell me wrong? Dominicans don't wish that you was born there, they wish that you was never born. What's the Twitter, send his body to this nigga on control. You name everybody but the spitter. Like I ain't right here, and my night is right here. I'm the Harlem nigga in your nightmares. You really ain't hot. I got the thing locked. Bunch of hardballs, I don't need a name drop. Bang stop, every time I aim shot. I just had the schoolboy, he ain't know how Jay rock. Right.
Yeah. I don't know you or heard of you if you ain't do real shit. You just snack food like cashews and trail mix. About the 600 bands, yeah, the champagne sick. That's the outside, inside champagne. I'm real numb, I don't feel your man pain. I'm trying to stick up, 100 brick pickup. Sitting in the pickup, cock back one in the head of the flicker. Stick you like a sticker. I don't wanna meet you, know you, adapt you. Gun tape to the toilet, when I play the bathroom. Come to the good green, they call me your vacuum. Come to a problem, nigga, they call me to clap you. Come to the money, baby, you know I'ma stack you. Sound like a rhyme, yeah, but shit is all factual. You fucking with a family man. Don't you ever cross the line with a family stand. Few shooters in the family van, some in the hoop though. Me, I'm getting money with honey up in the coop though. Flying on the highway, you get shot in my hood if you walk or talk sideways.
There's no real rhyme or reason. Every quarter, every season, flow get hotter. Pretty bitches twisting up my streets. I keep them on the knees. I do this with ease. I get my shine on and I ain't from Belize. I ain't running from the D's. I ain't touching no keys. Maybe a couple guns here, a couple little peas. Sell it by the pound, make a couple little G's. I'm a big dog, now get up off my nuts, you please. I still got the razor in my mouth. Found the hammer with the laser in the house. Computer with no mouse. Touch screen, every diamond on me cut clean. Chain swing, watch bezel, pine tree green. Yuck, she flow nastiest. Let you fill up in the rest. You messing with the I'll be all in the hood, homie, and I don't wear.
Yeah. Too much clothes, I'm running out of closet space. Too much dough, running out of deposit space. Psycho kiss, yeah, I'm a closet case. The hardest bars, you stab the hardest base. They don't worry me, I'm on top, so they bury me. This is that inmate therapy. Good price, get you some nice work. Stomp a nigga out with the lubies, see if the spikes work. 10,000 in the bank, see if the dice work. Kidnap a nigga just to see what his life worth. I be in the trenches, sales on the benches. No, you see the cuts on the diamonds, princess. Young niggas doing all this dumb shit, senseless. Whole entourage full of Aries and Vince's. Play this, believe every word when I say this. That boy Jada, one of the greatest, motherfuck.
Yo, and this is why we need to get another Lox album. All right, so we heard the J.I. Ryder joint, and my opinion as it stands, Cassidy, Ortiz, J.R., Astro. Those are my four as of right now. So, Cassidy stepped up the game. Ortiz, number two. I'm sorry if y'all feel different. Okay, y'all can swap him back around, whatever. Astro, mostly because he changed up the beat. He used a different beat. And, you know, he said his little piece and everything, man. But he changed up the beat. So I give him props on that, and the rhyme was okay, too. JR, like I say, the rhyme was dope. Ain't nobody really changed up the beat, but, hey, he came in hard. So those are my four. Lupe and Bob, sorry, man, try again. Fred, Godson. Hey, he was good, too. He's just number five. So, yeah, that's where it stands right now. What I'm waiting to see, and, you know, is Style P. Yeah, I want to see Style P come out with something. Says him and Joe Budden was talking shit on Twitter. I want to see what Looch going to have to say and Jadakiss going to have to say. Any one of them three, I want to hear with in the time allotted for this shit before it dies out, because it only has a microwave 15 minutes before this shit is over with. People get tired of it. So those who I want to hear from right now, I would also like to hear from the motherfuckers that he actually named, that being Drake, J. Cole. He really don't want it from J. Electronica, but I'd be curious to hear that too. You know, he knew the name, so you know, I want to hear those people that were actually named come out with something. You know.
What?
You know, I just heard the Eminem, the new song for Eminem. I mean, it was okay. It's off the Call of Duty Ghost soundtrack. So if you guys want to hear it, go to my page, either Nod Your Head on Facebook, Nod_Your_Head on Facebook. Or either Brock Sampson, Brock Bunny Sampson on Facebook, or you can just Google it and listen to the full song. like I said, it's off the Call of Duty soundtrack, and I may have it next week, pending on if anything doesn't happen next week. Other than that, I still got some Pete Rock and Camp Lore I want y'all to hear. Yeah, so we're going to play a little bit of that and for the next 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fuck around with Red for a little bit, though. I mean, what's been going on out your way? Everything good? You know, you been chilling? What's going on?
Everything good. I pulled up to the house and the police was outside. I guess somebody was shooting over here. And I'm like, wow. I live by old people. Yeah. So who's...
Hey, anything is possible, man. Anything is possible. I don't put nothing past nothing. You know, old people, young people, old people got a right to pop off and protect or whatever, you know. So it be like that. Oh, you know what else I want to touch on? I'm glad you actually got on here. I'm going to touch on this for a little bit and I'm going to play some more music and then we're going to get out of here. We, again, as a people, we have no black leaders. Role models.
Mm.
We got Obama, you know, and I love Barry. That's my nigga. You know, regardless of what y'all may feel that he has done for the black community as a whole or has not done for the black community as a whole, that's my guy. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm proud to have this man as a president. I don't give a fuck if he didn't give us our pit bull and a 40 acres of, or 40 or whatever. I'm cool with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
because I got to live to see a black president. I want to hear that half black shit because before he was president, his ass got pulled over by some cop. He was a black motherfucker.
A one drop.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless, he got black kids. He got a black wife. He black. Fuck that 50%. He got a white mom and all that shit. Thank you, baby, for having him. Thank you for raising him. Hawaii, wherever the fuck you raised him at. That's my bro. Barry is my guy. But anyway, yeah, we have no real black role models. And I say this because Jesse Jackson Jr. Have to do 2 years. 2 years for fucking with the money.
Mm.
And his wife has to do 1 year for fucking with the money.
Damn.
So, you know, I'm sure he's going to get maybe a year and a half at the most, you know, in some little jail, you know. But the shit that kills me about cats like this, what the fuck is you crying for, man? You know what the fuck you did. Why are you crying? Right. You know, why the fuck is you sitting up there crying, man? You know what the fuck you done did, man. Do your time, hold your head up, and deal with the cards you was dealt, man. You was in a nice, sweet-ass position to lead and show what we can do as a people. And you fucked it up like them and let greed, you know, take over and everything. Hold, you know, get it together, do your time like a man, and get out. Blagojevich got to do the same goddamn thing. You ain't special, dude. He probably cried too when he got up in there. But when, and you're going to cry. When them doors close, it's a wrap, dude. Your life belongs to the state or the feds or whatever. It's a wrap. Deal with it. You did it. Deal with it. You should have thought about that when you was taking the money. You made more than enough money as a political figure. Your father fuck up as well, you know? So, yeah, I missed on touching on that earlier and everything. But, yeah, Jesse Jackson Jr. got 30 years. Not 30 years. I'm sorry. 2 years. 30 months, basically.
Damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's going to be in there for, I like to say, probably about half of that. He'd probably do a year and a half, if that, you know, good behavior,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's more than they gave OJ, you know what I'm saying? And that's another stupid fuck, but it is what it is. Anyway, we got 12 minutes in the show. I'm going to let y'all hear some of this Pete Rock and Camp Lo. So get this mixed MP3, 80 blocks from Tiffany. It's dope. If you can find the first one, it's dope. So here go, Pete Rock, Camp Lo, Clean Getaway. Check it out.
One, two, three, and. Yeah.
Lexington. His fifth pressure through the window on Deckington. Robin Hood approached Crook Nottingham. Just cause it's Nottingham still mean it's Poppington. So I'm saying, sir,
if she wanna push the button, then I'm slaying her. We got the mask on like the Lone Ranger. Like KRS said, rappers are in danger.
What's danger to a galaxy ranger? Carmen, put the combination to the Lockington. One Rocky Balboa shot to the eye. Pass Apollo Green to the stock car Outington.
Monument, D.C., Washington. Locking in if you can't breathe some oxygen. Yeah, the Four Loko flow. 80 blocks more to go, no siren stopping now.
No fingerprint, keep a clean getaway. Mask in the gloves, keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust, keep a clean getaway. Getaway, no fingerprint. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway. Get away. Rip it away now. 0 to 80 and the 90 when the pedal's down. Keep them away now. One blast from a banaka and they all down. Rockin' on to take your talk. A bloody monster hit the latons of the Rio Grande Casino. Was a slam slaughter. I can see the buzzing tins in the rear view. Hit the roof and heliport to a clear view. 80 block bandits not being bungalows. In Bangladesh we boo the breathing while we calculate the O's.
For some reason I'm not getting that funk sound in the drums. They're playing it but it's not coming out.
No fingerprint. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the gloves. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway. No fingerprint. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
Stand up. Get away.
We ain't jumping the bears, we jumping the beagles. I ain't bring out my fifth, I brought in my knee back. We ain't know where he lived, we followed his wife.
Yeah.
Saw her in the club, we was on her all night. She don't know she being followed, shorty slept, she drunk. He told her not to go out, but she don't listen.
Aww.
Her man getting paper,
he getting it.
But he ain't built like that.
Nah.
You know me and my niggas, we rob and kill niggas like that.
Yeah.
That's why she being followed.
Oh, he ain't queen.
Wait till she pull up to the crib. We make your homeboy give us everything. If him and his bitch wanna live, took everything from him, the money and bricks. They made a clean getaway. We even took his bitch.
No fingerprint. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
Stand up. Get away.
No fingerprint. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
Stand up. Get away.
Middle finger up like clock on a stretcher. Cause
moves and travel fly. If we don't change hip hop, we gon' raid the block. Look at the way we rock, nigga, 80 block.
I ain't saying shit, he ain't what it is. Tiptoeing around the industry and won't commit. Homie, recharge your bars, I'm hard. When I spit, got him hanging it out the window, banging it to a click. M.O.P. The passion, the past unflips. Sister Mary, your Macklin, a twerk for a tip. All kinds of ratchet, the purpose is this. Cause back you rappers are worthless as shit.
I'm on trap. We in the air.
We in the air.
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
They can't get over. We big dipping.
We big dipping.
And solar system.
Solar system.
No uniform.
No uniform.
Contrail on trap. We in the air.
We in the air.
And flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
They can't get over.
Can't get over.
We big dipping.
Big dipping.
And solar system.
And solar system.
High pressure. Futuristic vintage. Six cyanide. King of ionite. If we arrive, Beethoven override, soul revival. Arrivals, a light and paper thin. Maybe Houdini sent Eiffelin, where we heist the Sphinx, Hyperlin.
Yeah, I cross over the fader like Iverson, spike it in. It's what y'all gon' need for the pain that I'ma bring. Clear as day like the rock, I don't fuck with this. 80 blocks in the house, I ain't letting shit.
We in the air,
we in the air.
And flying saucers, they can't get over. We big
dipping,
we big dipping. And solar system,
solar system.
No uniform,
no uniform.
Contrail on trap, we in the air,
in the air.
And flying saucers,
flying saucers,
they can't get over. We big dipping,
big dipping.
And solar system,
solar system.
High pressure, futuristic vintage.
Yeah.
80 blocks, so crazy. Mixtape volume 2, that's how we doing it. What?
Nah, the thing is that we ain't like, you know, like some clubs mostly black, black space were mostly black. Black clubs, black, then you get the white gang, Golden Guineas, all kinds of stuff. We ain't what you call prejudice against any color, because anybody's in, anybody's in.
And that's some good shit out there.
Yo, and we back. 4 minutes left in the show. That was Pete Rock and Camp Low. With M.O.P., No Uniform, and the other joint, shit, let me scroll down here, what was the name of the other joint, where is it, fucker, Clean Getaway, that's the first one was called Clean Getaway. So, you guys out and about online, man, look up that 80 Blocks from Tiffany, Volume 2, look for Volume 1 if you can find that, man, that's classic Pete Rock, man, that hook. We contrary of our fear, we in the air with flying saucers, and that's classic Camp Low weird ass rhyming hook type shit, man. That shit was weird as hell, but it sounded so smooth, man. That beat was I keep that shit constantly playing in the car, man. On the way to work, I'm bouncing that shit, man. But uh-huh. Yeah, that's the Pete Rock joint mixtape with Camp Low. It's free. As far as I know, it's free. look it up. You can find it. Download that shit. Once again, we listened to all six joints that I know of the Kendrick Lamar saga. Eventually, this shit is going to get tired because we're going to get tired of hearing the same beat. You know, with motherfuckers riding over the same beat. So could y'all please hurry up the motherfuckers that he mentioned? Please drop y'all shit. So, yeah, you know, because it's going to get old really quick. And after a while, the 15 minutes is going to fade, and then that's it. So I saw Gucci, man. Who was that? No, Gucci, one of the motherfuckers, in trap music motherfuckers, came out. And, it was Gucci. Just Yeezy. T.I. and one other motherfucker. So he on the same shit.
And he was talking about selling Waka Flocka's masters for $1 million to the first person who come with it.
I guess.
He going through something.
Yeah. It, you know, like I said, what I mean, you know, hip hop and rap, man, is straight world wrestling entertainment right now, man. I mean, like I say, much love to Kendrick Lamar, man, for what he did. I got the motherfucker got much props, much courage to for doing what he did and putting cats on blast. It's the injection we needed, man. And like I said, you know, he spoke of raising the bar. The bar has not been raised in a long time. The bar is below sea level right now. The bar is with the Caillou, you know, in that damn movie and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? They in Pacific Rim with them motherfuckers, man. So that's how low the bar is. The Caillou got the goddamn bar. That's how bad it is. So that's a good movie, by the way. Go check that shit out. You seen it yet, Red? That's a good ass movie. Pacific Rim. I peeped that out. Elysium is pretty good. I'm waiting on The Butler. I want to see that shit. I heard that's gonna be pretty good. That's a thinking movie. So niggas go see that shit. Thinking movie. It's a black movie. It's a Driving Miss Daisy ass movie, but it's a good movie, man. Look at that shit. You know, Tyler Perry good, but check this shit out, man. So this is our show. I'm going to play one more on the way out, so we're going to go overtime. I want y'all to hear this Rhapsody, female artist. She's got a primo track, and we're going to go overtime with that one on the way out the door. Aside from that, man, I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to thank my man, comedian, for coming on, man, and doing his thing, G-Thang. Don't forget, in Chicago, we got Eddie Griffith, G-Thang, Kim Whitley, Brum Man, at the Eric Crown Theater. I'm going to try to make an appearance. I hope they go on and hook me to my press pass. So, you know, I'm going to be in the building taking pictures, and I'll show y'all what I got. You know, a key word, I'm going to try. And, we're going to go from there, man. Aside from that, I want to thank y'all for listening. Chris, I'm going to get in contact with you. If you are listening, I want very much to have you on your show, on our show, not your show, and your wisdom. And aside from that, man, we're going to step up out of here. Red, you got anything you want to add?
Mm-mm. Have a good night. I know that, though.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm about to go up in here. Look, I'm about to go up in here and bust this iron out. And go on, I am my shit up for work tomorrow, man.
For tomorrow. I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Jump in the shower, man. I'm sitting over there sweating. You know, I can't turn the air on and stuff, man, because y'all will hear it. You know, it be like that sometimes. I'm sitting here looking for the track, man, before we leave. I want y'all to hear this. This is how a female MC comes off. You know, nothing against Nikki. Okay, it is against Nikki. But, you know, damn, where is it? I know it's on here. God damn. See, this is why I hate when... Okay, here we go. I found it. Look, well, you don't have shit set up right. Okay, this is called Rhapsody. This is Rhapsody, and it's called Kingship. We're going to ride out with this, and then we're going to catch y'all next week. Nod your head. Thank you for coming. Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central. Listen to the show. Rebroadcast later on. Rhapsody, Kingship. We out.
Check 1, 2. DJ Premier. Rhapsody. Ninth Wonder. Here we go, go.
In the presence of kingship, washed all my demons in the dark with a fiend's trip. Looking at ravines, dreams shallow as these is. If we ain't talking about flying, then we wingless. Landed in the city where Diddy dance, I couldn't chance to not advance like priest nuns had fatal accident. On a higher plane, I feel a strange from normal shit. Tap me on my shoulder, I told her, you just too normal, bitch. I'm recollecting every word they regretting, trying to conjure every presence. Became a king from a peasant. From Nas to Jay, had to slay the same in his presence. Your gift like intelligence, use it just like a weapon, shit. Cause fuck a second, nigga, I'm out for uno. A minute in, I killed it, and fuck it, I still got two more. I'm like that new coat, you show off. In the wrong season when the coat off. Sweating me, I'm that new hoss. Polo button, no front, and I ride for something. Stunting in the quarters when niggas rap before daughter's over. It's so over when rap premiere and a rap premiere. She got game off, fucker, that flavor in your ear. Biggie size, my Mac on track. You niggas slack, couldn't sub a floor if you floated inside a cul-de-sac. Yeah. That's the end to your winning streak. Word to Primo, I pray Chicago put down the heat. Chicago almost put down the heat, but never made it to the finals. That's your same defeat. They call me R to the AP, and that's Primo on the beat. Shots to NC.
Sometimes I feel like this rap shit is heaven sent.
About to lay it down for these motherfuckers. Yo. King Arthur, the King Carter, the Queen Carter. Royalty, loyalty, never deserted. Life at Swana, middle trauma. Decipher how I was penning. I'm penning, you resented it. Everything like the Kingsmen. The beast stalk, look how I walk. I'm so used to winning this time. I told niggas my rhymes is like the menace.
side, keep sobriety, fuck it, just overdosing it. Wade in the flow and they follow me coast to coast with it. They like shit, nigga, fuck you gonna do next? Tripping cause I triple like triplets, the growth apex. Apex told me you solely could be the one. I reply like you cried at night in silence. Never speak on it, beast on it, every time I breathe on it. Day morning, yeah, I killed it, day dormant, still I'm building. Like convertibles, never forced to add a ceiling. Keep my mind open, I stay awoke and I'm never slipping. I'm never pipping, bullheaded when it come to rap. Only way I know to be in the circle where the kings is at. They say the queens is back, young black Elizabeth. Preem on the beat, nigga rap, we still killing it. Still killing it.
Sometimes I feel like this rap shit is heavy sick.
About to lay it down for these motherfuckers.
Yo, one more thing, man. You know, Red, I think I'm going to do a female rap show. Not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. I'm just doing all hardcore female MCs. So we got your Lights, your Bahama Diaz, Heather B, Red Child. I'm doing all female show. We're going to do all female show. Not this weekend, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday coming up. And, yeah, we gonna listen to how some real femcees sound, man. Other than that, again, I want to thank y'all for listening. We're going to end the show. That was Rhapsody. Be looking out for her, man. That was Primo. She got Primo, Ninth Wonder on there. Check that shit out when it drops. And we out. Good night. Peace.
Peace.